This is Akashvani, the news read by Tanvi Khurana. The India AI Impact Summit 2026 concludes at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi yesterday with a strong global endorsement of India's responsible AI vision. Addressing the concluding press conference in New Delhi, Electronics and IT Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said the AI Impact Summit has been a grand success on many fronts. Mr. Vaishnav said that many startups got the opportunity to showcase their work and the quality of discussion was phenomenal.
This AI Impact Summit has been a grand success on many fronts. About more than 5 lakh visitors have enjoyed this exhibition, learnt a lot, interacted with many experts from the world. We had practically every major AI player in the world participating in large numbers. We had so many startups getting the opportunity to showcase their work. Overall, the quality of discussion was phenomenal.
Today is the last day of India AI Impact Expo. Government extended the expo for one more day because of the overwhelming response from exhibitors, innovators and visitors. Our correspondent reports that the expo will be open from 9:15 a.m. till 6 p.m. The Ministry of Electronics and Information Technology has issued a general advisory that outlines revised access arrangements and security protocols for the registered visitors. According to the advisory, entry will be permitted through gate number 4 for drop-off by cabs and gate number 10 for delegates arriving by metro from 9:15 a.m. onwards. For the exhibitors, the gates will be open at 8 a.m. All the delegates are required to display a valid QR code and government ID at the entry point. The advisory stated that the food courts will be open for all the delegates. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Brazil President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva will hold bilateral talks in New Delhi today. They would be reviewing the entire gamut of bilateral relations. The two leaders would also be exchanging views on regional and global issues of mutual interest, including cooperation in multilateral fora, reformed multilateralism, global governance and issues concerning the Global South. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will participate in the groundbreaking ceremony of the HCL Foxconn joint venture project in the Yamuna Expressway Industrial Development Authority in Uttar Pradesh through a video conferencing today. The project is aligned with the government's efforts to strengthen domestic manufacturing capabilities, reduce import dependence, and build resilient global supply chains. With this initiative, country's semiconductor ecosystem will receive a major boost, fostering innovation, skill development and technology transfer. Supreme Court has cautioned West Bengal's Director General of Police regarding violence and political interference during the SIR process. The court made it clear that if the DGP does not take initiative against objectionable remarks by political leaders, strict action will be taken against the DGP in the future. In the next hearing, the DGP must report what measures have been taken in response to the complaints received. The case will be heard again next month. The Northern Railway has extended the operation of the special train between Budgam and Sri Mata Vaishno Devi Katra till 2nd of July to facilitate fast passengers in the Jammu division and to improve connectivity with Kashmir. The train numbers 04688 and 04687 operating between Budgam and Sri Mata Vaishno Devi Katra will now continue from 4th of March to 2nd of July without any change in its existing schedule, stoppages or coach composition. US President Donald Trump has said that he will impose a new global 10% tariff using alternative laws after Supreme Court's decision to strike down many of his original tariffs. The new tariffs would come under a law that restricts them to 150 days. He made that announcement after lashing out at the Supreme Court for striking down much of his sweeping tariff infrastructure as an illegal use of emergency power. And that is the end of this news bulletin.